It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit afr.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, it is. Spring Share-a-thon. In God we trust is the theme for our Spring Share-a-thon. Just twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we bring our needs to you. And as Don Wildman, the founder of this ministry, used to always say, we treat our listeners like adults. You know, just like you have needs, we have needs to get this radio network going every morning, so to speak, and get the message out. We need you to support our efforts. We ask, humbly ask, for your help coming alongside of us. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have volunteers sitting by, standing by, so to speak, here in Share-a-thon Central. They're waiting for you to call in, and you can go to afr.net if you don't want to talk to any of them. That is okay as well. We're kind of challenging our Today's Issues listening audience. Now, instead of just the next half hour for Today's Issues, which is typical, we are an extra half hour long during Share-a-thon, so we will go to the top of the next hour. We're looking for 500 pledges total for these 2 hours. So please help us get at least close to that. We would appreciate it. 877-616-2396. Ed Vitagliano is the voice you're hearing. Walker Wildman is also in studio with me. And the irrepressible Steve Jordahl here with us for the next hour. Steve, you're usually here for the last half-hour segment, but you're here for the full hour.
I've been working out to get my strength up so I can do a whole hour.
Wow.
Your endurance.
That's right. Hey, and by the way, Ed, I think we should offer a bonus. I know we do offer a slight bonus, but I think we should offer a free gift certificate to your local church to attend a Sunday morning service if you give.
I think that's already offered. I think you don't need a like a hall pass to go to church.
I just think it's a good thing to do. You should go to church, and we'll help you get there by giving you a free entrance, a free pass to go to church.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to do that.
877-616-2396 is the number.
All right, Steve, what have you got? This, we've been telling people the last hour, for those who are just tuning in, they don't know what American Family Association might be about. We are here to inform, equip, and activate Christians to be salt and light in our nation. So you're going to inform us about something.
I am, and I'll just tell you right quick, I was answering the phones for the last couple hours, and I can't tell you the number of people that call us and say, you guys are the only place I get my news. I don't waste my time with network news or the mainstream media. You guys do it. I tell you, I'm feeling a very big responsibility these days to make sure that what we put out there is accurate and what we put out there is timely. And it's what they need to know. You won't hear us often talking about Stormy Daniels and the whole thing because it's just not that relevant. There's a little more. There's a little more clickbait with that, if you know that term, with Stormy Daniels, than I think is important news. So, but we will tell you first to tell you maybe about homeschooling issues or about bills that don't get a whole lot of press, but are important to you as a believer of how you express your faith in the public square. So thank you, everybody out there who's calling in, 877-616-2396. I encourage you to keep calling, and we will continue to do our best to give you news that you won't hear anywhere else. One of those things, I know you guys were talking last hour about Barbara Bush and the passing of the former First Lady.
Right.
She had a sense of humor. And there's this, this is a speech. I want to play you a little cut from a speech she gave at Wellesley College. This is a women's college that
Very liberal.
Hillary Clinton actually attended. And this little cut, it's about just under a minute, and this shows her sense of humor.
At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent. Find the joy in life, because as Ferris Bueller said on his day off, life moves pretty fast, and you don't stop and look around once in a while, you're going to miss it. I'm not going to tell George you clap more for Ferris than you clap for George. Somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House as the president's spouse, and I wish him well.
There you go. Quite a woman.
Very, very funny. And Wellesley College, that's up in my neck, from my neck of the woods, Wellesley, Mass, was known as a very, very liberal college, mm-hmm. which is why Hillary Clinton probably went there. But it was very, I was intrigued to hear them laughing and clapping for a first lady of a president who is pretty, considered fairly conservative. Mm-hmm. And
this is 1990, so I guess George Bush, her husband, was president at the time.
He was president from 88 to 92. He was beaten by Bill Clinton in 1992.
So this was why she was a sitting first lady at the time. So, yeah.
And that was very interesting. We had played some materials, some clips from during the last segment, but that was very interesting. I'm glad we got to that because that was at Wellesley College. And she was talking about the importance of family and those kinds of relationships. So,
have you heard what's going on at Starbucks?
I have, but before we do, Steve, give the number and encourage our people to give, and then we're going to play a listener testimony, and then we're going to get to Starbucks because, you know what, Starbucks will still be there.
They will, maybe. Give us a call right now at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396. I'd encourage you to give generously. We take your participation in our ministry very seriously, and we appreciate it very much. Let's listen to what one listener has to say.
Hello, this is Karen. I live in Texas, and I want to share that I was a person who was aware of things that were going on, and I would pray, but I would think, what in the world can I do about any of this? And then I found AFR radio and began to hear real information and the way to take some action, little as it might be, from one person. And it has been such a blessing, plus, of course, the teaching ministries that are on. And so we listen to AFR just about all day, and we're so grateful for God having this available, and we share with many people always how to tune in to AFR radio because it's so educational and inspirational, and we just appreciate all that you guys are doing. Thank you.
You know, what's so impressive about that woman is not only that she participates and gives, but that an orchestra follows her around wherever she goes.
No, I was going to say, would you guys believe that was me playing the piano
that
behind
was,
her?
Was it? Yeah.
No, that's if you would believe it. It's not true. But, yes, folks, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for helping to keep us on the air. The number to call, this is our spring share-a-thon. It's today and tomorrow. That's it. Until the fall. 877-616-2396. You can go online to AFR.net if you would like to give. But if you want to call, we do have Share-a-thon volunteers standing by, 877-616-2396. Walker, we do try to bless our donors and those who support us with some premiums. What do we got for this spring share-a-thon?
Yeah, this spring share-a-thon and all of our premiums and things you get for your gift are always very useful and always very meaningful. And when I say that, I mean these products have "In God We Trust" on them, so they serve a very good purpose. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive 5 "In God We Trust" decals, 5 bookmarks, and 5 buttons, all with the "In God We Trust" logo on them. And if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive everything I just mentioned, all the bookmarks and buttons and decals. In addition to, you'll receive a "In God We Trust" t-shirt. And if you want to see what the t-shirt looks like, you can visit our Facebook page, Today's Issues Facebook. Ed is wearing the t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Or you can visit our website where you're going to donate, afr.net. And at the bottom of the page there, you can see the premium offers.
All right. For those who love Starbucks coffee, they heard the little tease just a few minutes ago. Did you hear about Starbucks? There may be some people who didn't hear about Starbucks. They're going to hear now from Steve Jordahl.
Yes. So a little while back, a week or so ago, in Philadelphia, the Starbucks restaurant there, a couple men walked in and they were standing around and weren't doing they weren't ordering. They weren't doing anything. They wanted to use the restroom, they said. And Starbucks has a policy, apparently, that if you don't buy anything, you can't use their restroom. These were two black men, and that's relevant to the story, as you'll hear. And Walker, I know you've been looking in a little bit to that interchange. The mm-hmm. Starbucks employee actually called the police because they asked these men a couple times to buy something or leave.
Right, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's kind of the context. Is the two men walk in, or I guess they're just kind of sitting around, and then the manager notices that they're wanting to use the restroom, which I think in some stores, highly populated stores, there's an access code to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to the front desk and say, may I have the access code? So anyways, I think that began the exchange of whether they have purchased a product or not, because the store policy, like you mentioned, is that you must purchase something in the store in order to use their restroom.
Well, when the Starbucks CEO heard that these two men had been arrested for not leaving the restaurant, he was appalled.
Well, by the way, now we do need to explain. We want to try to make this fair,
yes.
Okay, to the Starbucks manager, who apparently has been fired. But the police were eventually called, and these two men refused to heed the instructions of the police to leave as well.
Right.
So they were arrested.
The story was that they were maybe waiting for a third person to come along and have a meeting, and they might have ordered at the time, but it never got to there because these men weren't forthcoming about why they were there, and they didn't leave when they were asked. But it looks bad. I mean, so anyway, the Starbucks manager is all over himself trying to mea culpa and has announced actually that they're going to be closing every single U.S. Starbucks store.
This is the CEO.
The CEO said this on the afternoon of May 29th to conduct a racial bias education program. So you will not be able to get, you better stock up on your coffee the morning of May 29th, or else you're going to be out of luck until May 30th. Kevin Johnson, who's the CEO, said we did wrong and we need to fix this. Well, this I'm going to play you something. A black man walked into a Starbucks store, and the story that I found doesn't say exactly where this is, but he wanted to make a point that Starbucks was racist. So let's listen to what he had to say.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I heard y'all was racist, so I came to get my free coffee.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I wanted to get my Starbucks reparations voucher. What's that?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I saw that on my Twitter last night. I was like,
yeah, I need a free coffee.
I'll give you a free coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. This is justice.
Philly?
Are you serious?
Did you just throw
some milk in it?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that for real?
Yes. It's for real. He posted this on his on social media. He got, hey, would you mind putting some milk in that? It's his reparations.
That's all it took? Well, you know, listen. Now, if I'm not mistaken, now, Walker, you also found out that there was another situation involving a black man in a Starbucks. He was told the same thing. You have to buy something or you can't use the bathroom. And then he saw a white guy coming out of the bathroom and asked him if he had had to buy something before using the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he said no. Yeah. Now, see, that now if that's going on, that is wrong.
Right.
You know, but I have no idea, you know, what's going on, whose side of the story is true. But, you know, if Starbucks needs this to make sure that their employees treat all people fairly, I have a hard time believing that they weren't doing that in the past. This one story in Philadelphia is there's more to it than just, hey, all black guys got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But now Starbucks is going to lose $12 million by closing for that
right.
one afternoon here at the end of May.
That's yeah. more than I make in a month.
Yeah,
it's more than twice what I make.
Yeah, and one thing to note, that one of the ladies that was, I believe, in the Starbucks in Philadelphia when the original event occurred with the two men in Philadelphia that were handcuffed and carried out, she is an avid leftist. She's a Black Lives Matter type person, so she's not your average Joe who doesn't have a stake in the agenda here. I noticed that on her Twitter feed. She said she's been depressed since November 8th, meaning since President Trump's
right.
been in office.
Right.
But my initial thoughts on this were, after if you read what's going on in the media and everything, you're like, wow, that's just wrong. I mean, how dare the manager? You know, that's your initial reaction. But if you actually start reading all the details from both sides, I know the police commissioner in Philadelphia put out a video, and he basically said that these men were asked three separate times by law enforcement alone to leave the facility, to leave the location, because the manager asked them to leave, and they refused. So to me, at that point, you totally, if you refuse orders by law enforcement, lawful orders, then you totally forfeit your moral authority to speak
right.
on how Starbucks is mistreating you.
Right.
And it kind of muddies the waters. So I think they could have been served better, assuming they were treated unfairly in Starbucks, if they simply left the location, wrote a letter to Starbucks CEO,
right.
maybe filed a lawsuit, whatever you want to do. Anyways.
You know, New York is doing an interesting thing because there's a problem. If you're downtown New York City in Manhattan, there's just not a lot of places to go to the restroom if you need to without going into a store. And a lot of stores would like you to purchase something if you need to use their restroom. So what they have started to do, the downtown merchants have an app now that you can download on your phone. If you need to use the restroom, you pay $1 or $1.50 or $2 or whatever the establishment wants to charge you on your cell phone. Then you go in, you show them the receipt, and they'll let you go use the restroom.
Hmm. Wow. I like it better down here where I don't have to pay someone to use the restroom.
Do you
Steve,
ever?
I want to challenge you, Steve.
Yes.
I want you to transition from this story to giving the number for Share-a-thon. How can you do that? You just talked about paying to use the restroom. You just talked about Starbucks. I want to see you transition to Spring Share-a-thon and getting our listeners to jump on the Today's Issues bandwagon and give to Share-a-thon.
If you happen to be in Tupelo, Mississippi, and you're driving around and you need to use the restroom and you stop by AFA,
oh,
we will not charge you to use our restroom.
There you go.
The reason that we can offer you free restroom use is because we have our restrooms open, because people out there, because our listeners are very generous, and we'd like to ask you to continue
awesome.
To be generous
yeah.
so that we can keep our restrooms open
but
for
use. But one thing important to note, we have a male restroom and a female
restroom.
We do restroom.
Have a male and a female
and you
restroom.
And must stick to that.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, how could people continue to keep our restrooms open, Steve?
Give us a call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and you can continue to keep AFA restaurants free.
Restrooms. Not restaurants. We don't have any restaurants.
No, we
here.
Don't. That's a good idea.
We do have a popcorn machine. We have free popcorn.
Yeah.
And we have 25-cent Cokes.
Yeah, well.
Diet Cokes.
25-cent for you guys over here in the blessed building. Also across the street, we have to pay 35 cents.
Yes. That is true. That is unjust.
It is unjust.
Yeah. There's a reason for that. If folks are listening, it's because we have a young man named Mitch over here who loads our machines, and he's on staff here. He does that as part of his duties. But then across the street, the Coke people have to load your machines, and they charge an extra dime for that. So you know what?
It's not quite good enough for Mitch.
I think that you're complaining about injustice, but I think maybe there's no injustice.
I want some reparations.
Well, I'll give you some milk in your next Diet Coke.
There you go.
All right, folks. So this is Spring Share-a-thon. In God We Trust is the theme. We're going to listen to a listener testimony in a second. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Now, I issued a challenge at the beginning of our two-hour segment here for today's issues, and we are normally on for 90 minutes, but during Share-a-thon, we're on for 2 hours. I challenged our today's issues listeners. We were looking for 500 pledges in this two-hour segment of Share-a-thon. That's still the challenge, folks. 500 pledges. The number to call, 877-616-2396. You can go to AFR.net. If you don't want to talk to one of our volunteers on the phone, it might hurt some of their feelings. They come from all around the country.
Nice people. I sat next to a lady from the St. Louis area.
Wow. See, we have people coming in. They believe in American Family Radio. But if you want to call and talk to one of them, 877-616-2396. Gets you in the door. You can talk to one of our Share-a-thon volunteers. Let's go to one of our listener testimonies.
AFR has affected my life in a big way. It was a real blessing to be a part of Samaritan's Purse this year. Kind of embarrassing to be almost 60 years old and never really have known much about that, but y'all enlightened me about that. Then recently, 8 Days of Hope, I got to participate in my first one of those because of hearing about it on y'all's thing. I'm amazed that it was the largest mission effort ever in the world, and so many of my Christian friends even have never heard of 8 Days of Hope. So thank you for that, the good things that you tell us about. Also, thank you for that your news is, you go deeper into the whys and the behind-the-scenes stuff rather than just the immediate thing that everybody talks about on the news. I appreciate y'all very much.
Well, hey, that was me playing the guitar, too.
Thank you. So, yeah, thank you, Ed. And thank you for that listener who appreciates the news. We're privileged to bring it to him.
Well, and, you know, Walker, one of the things that listener testimony, again, love those listener testimonies. One of the things she was mentioning, it was 8 Days of Hope. And what I like our listeners to remember or understand, if they don't know this about American Family Radio or American Family Association, is we're not just about our mission. We help. Now, we can't help everybody because we have to fulfill our mission, but we do help. You know, 8 Days of Hope, we were instrumental in getting that ministry some help when they first started. We have the Truth for Youth, Bible Week. There's all kinds of things that we're doing to help others, but to get the gospel out and to let the light of Jesus shine. We're not just all about politics and culture, which is some of our critics will say that. You believe in government can save people. No, we don't.
Yeah.
There's not a single person here who believes that. We believe that being involved in politics and culture is part of Christians' responsibility in a free society, but there's lots of stuff we do.
Yeah, and one of the most encouraging things I've seen go on here in the past 2 or 3 years since I've been working here full time is when Hurricane Harvey, I believe, came through and hit Texas last year in 2017. 8 Days of Hope was planning a quick response team, and they needed the money. They had some volunteers, but they needed the money to help rebuild homes and clean up the damage in Texas. And American Family Radio, with the help of our listeners, the same folks listening today, we raised over $100,000 just in a matter of 2 to 3 days.
Right.
And it wasn't planned. We did it all really quick right in the days after the hurricane. And that would not be possible without the listeners of American Family Radio. And 100% of that money that was donated through AFR went directly to Texas to help rebuild homes.
Right. So, folks, this is a ministry that does all sorts of things, and you are the supporters that help us do that. So here's the number to call. We're going to take a short break here in just a moment. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. 2396. It is our Spring Share-a-thon. Our theme is In God We Trust. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have some more news. We'll have some more listener testimonies. We'll talk a little bit more about the ministry that you are supporting. Please come back and join us.
Wesley Wildman, director of AFA Outreach.
All Christians got a set of spiritual gifts, and I believe with the spiritual gifts that I have, together with my skills, I think I'm best fit as a director of outreach and building relationships with our supporters. Any type of financial gift that they give to a ministry, I mean, that's money out of their pocket. They're giving away voluntarily, and the very least we can do is let them know that we appreciate that, and then be very good stewards with it.
Hi, this is Jackie from North Carolina. I just wanted to say that we just love American Family Radio. I get most of my news from there because it's Christian-based. And we love Abraham Hamilton III, Sandy Rios, of course, Brian Fisher, and, you know, Walker Wildman. What a great addition he is. So, but the main thing is I want to compliment Tim Wildman for the people that he's hired on the staff there. I think he's done a great job.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, the host of Truth for Life, heard each weekday morning at 11:30 Central here on AFR. We're really pleased to be one of the Bible teaching programs carried on AFR, and we want you to know that our mission is to teach the Bible with clarity and relevance so that unbelievers will be converted, believers will be established, and local churches strengthened. Let me remind you that your donation to AFR helps to make our broadcast possible. May I encourage you to give generously.
Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. Spring Charathon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman and Steve Jordahl. We're going to be joined by Abraham Hamilton III in just a moment. A lot of our listeners love Abe Hamilton. We all do. He's awesome. So we're going to have him on in just a moment. Now, I've been mentioning, and we've been talking about Brother Don Wildman. Some of our callers, of course, we have a lot of supporters who've supported American Family Association for 40 years. We had our 40-year anniversary last summer, so it's over 40 years. And but also know that Brother Don was Brother Don Wildman's vision that started American Family Radio back in 1991. So a lot of people ask how he's doing. And he is doing pretty well, comes into the office several times a week and leaves when he wants. He has earned that right. When he doesn't want to be in the office, he doesn't have to. But some of you may not know that Don Wildman was on the radio a lot, did a lot of different spots and a lot of, wrote books and columns, just prolific writer. So we want to play something from Don Wildman here. We've been having like listener testimonies, but we want to have you listen to something that Brother Don Wildman did. I'm not sure the year, but it's on back there. But this is something from our founder, Don Wildman.
What could I say to you that would help you go back out where it's rough, where it seems like we're getting beaten all the time? Let me tell you something. All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what he's concerned about. He'll take care of the ability part. And all the odds are against us, but so what? We are his child. Yes. God doesn't judge by the same standards with which the world judges. Thank God for that. And God's truths are not dependent upon some politician. Thank God for that. Faithfulness is the word, not necessarily success.
And that was Don Wildman, our founder, and he was, I think, speaking in front of a church or some other gathering. We've had that in our archive for a long, long time. And faithfulness is kind of the word I think of when I think of Don Wildman. And that saying, God does not call us to be successful, he calls us to be faithful, is something that doesn't just apply to American Family Radio, but it applies to the church. So it is our Spring Charathon, and God We Trust is the theme, our Spring Charathon. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that is when we ask you to come alongside of us and help keep us on the air so that in 2 months, 3 months, somebody will be listening to American Family Radio and be blessed because you gave during this share-a-thon. So the number to call is 877-616-2396. That number to call to give to our spring share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Any size gift you give will be appreciated, and we will be grateful for it. All right, we do want to welcome Abraham Hamilton III to the program, no stranger to our AFR audience. Good morning, or depending on if you're in the Eastern time zone, good afternoon.
Good morning, good and good afternoon.
I guess you're not in the Eastern time zone.
Good
morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, before we get to, we do have some stories, and Steve Jordahl is going to get some of those and maybe get your commentary on that. Do you ever hear from listeners to your program that airs the Hamilton Corner? Do you ever hear from listeners about how important it is to hear about the news of the day from a Christian perspective?
Yes, I do. I take calls normally every program at toward the end of the program, and I hear repeatedly how refreshing it is to actually get the information of the day, but not with the the regressive spin or the fixation that's often presented. Because for anybody to think that content is merely neutral, you know, I have a an igloo in Alaska I like to sell you, that when you hear content, you also are hearing the worldview of the content providers. And so for people to be able to hear the information of the day, but funneled through a lens of a biblical worldview, it makes all the difference for people who are believers, as well as individuals who the Lord may be drawing, because you'll be amazed at how much media influences us, even when we don't even recognize it. A lot of the marketing professionals know that. That's why they run commercials at weird hours of the day, when they know people are not necessarily giving their full attention, but they want their messaging to come into your home, your hearts, and your heads. So I do get comments about that, and many of the comments I do get are combined with a great appreciation for American Family Radio.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. All right, Steve, what kind of news you got? We got about 20 minutes, 23 minutes left in this show.
We can deal with this a little quicker than that if you want. But, Abe, in Washington, D.C., the city council there, last Tuesday, a council member named Charles Allen introduced some legislation to lower the voting age in D.C. for federal elections and therefore for the president to 16. I didn't think they could do that.
Yeah, well, they're going to run into a problem because there's this thing called the U.S. Constitution, the 26th Amendment, and I'll read it for you. It says the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of age. So you have a constitutional amendment that was ratified in 1971, by the way. I thought that was pretty recent.
Yeah.
That established the uniform age for participation in federal elections at 18. Now, could they do that for municipal elections? Yeah, they could. Or they could allow even the registration of people younger than 18 years of age, but they would not be able to effectively vote until they reach the constitutionally established age for federal elections. We have states all across the country right now that allow 17-year-olds, that even allow 16-year-olds to register, and they would be added to what's called a pre-registrant list. And as a result of having registered, automatically when their birthdays come around, they would be added to the effective voting rolls. But prior to that, they would not be allowed to participate in federal elections.
So if D.C. went ahead and did this, because I don't guess that when you vote, when you actually go in the booth, that there's anything that checks your age. This is when you go up to the table or whatever to get your card if you're voting electronically, or your ballot if you're voting on a paper ballot. That's when this is done. So for D.C. to do that, would that be fraudulent?
It could be fraudulent, and it also could have the unintended consequence, because I'm pretty sure the D.C. City Council, which is pretty left-leaning, they might end up unintentionally provoking states to enact voter identification laws to enforce the voting age requirements of the Constitution. Because when you go to get your voting card, they would then match it with your ID to make sure you're of the appropriate age to vote, and I'm pretty sure they don't want that to happen, but that's what it could end up triggering, the compliance with the constitutional requirement of 18 years of age being the age for voting in federal elections.
It's interesting. The USA Today article that I was reading this from acknowledges that the 26th Amendment exists, but it says, but while cities can only extend voting rights in municipal elections, the District of Columbia is treated as a state in some cases and can therefore change the voting age to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote for president of the United States in addition to local elections.
That clearly, you know what side the USA Today is on this issue.
Right.
That would be the argument that the District of Columbia would lodge in order for them to be treated differently. But I think the legal precedent is pretty well established that you have municipalities, even states, can do what they want for non-federal elections. But for federal elections, that's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah. I got one question for you, Abe, before I give you the question. Here's the number if you want to call in and give to our spring share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. That phone's our headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Or you can visit AFR.net. Abe, it seems like the left and the Democrats, it seems like they like to tweak these laws, et cetera, and the age limits to fit their agenda. The reason I say that is because recently, in the past few months, they've said, "Well, you need to be 21 to buy a rifle, a firearm, a long-barreled firearm. You need to be 21 to buy a firearm, even though you can buy tobacco at 18, you can vote at 18, you can drive at 18, you're a legal adult. You're no longer under your parents' authority at 18. So all these things, they want to lower the age for voting. It looks like in D.C. Why do they want to lower it for some things? Lower the responsible age for some things, but raise it for other things. That's a great question
because when you have people, first and foremost, politically speaking, oftentimes regressives are playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers. And so they make the political calculation that what will best enable them to accomplish their agenda. Mm-hmm. And when you are beholden to a worldview that has moral relativism, there's no need for any type of consistency. The consistency is, does it work? Does it meet our aims?
Okay.
Does it fit our end goal? Does it fit our objective? And if it does, fine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if on one end of the ballgame we want to call you anti-science in order to get you to reject teaching creationism in America's schools, and on the other side to tell you, hey, a man is a woman, regardless of what the science says.
Right.
It makes no difference to them because their only objective is advancing their agenda. Mm-hmm. So it's no consistent train of thought. It is what is their objective, their ultimate goal, and what are the means they need to employ to accomplish it. It's nothing.
So the end justifies the means.
Absolutely.
All the time.
And that is the core tenet of what many of those people who espouse those things believe.
Mm-hmm. And to the point of the lowering the age, what do you think that 16-year-olds in Washington, D.C., how do you think they're going to vote?
They're going to be robust conservative citizens.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're being taught the Constitution, right?
Right. They are quoting the preamble next to the Ten Commandments in their education.
And systems. I have an igloo I'd like to sell you. An igloo in Alaska or the Yukon. All right, folks, that's a smart man you're listening to. That's Abraham Hamilton III. And so you want to listen to more, Abe? Well, we are asking you to come alongside and help us during our spring share-a-thon. Keep Abraham Hamilton III on. A lot of you enjoy. I think our listener testimony last segment was talking about exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. We have a lot of great programming that is a blessing to people. If you've been blessed, help someone else receive that same blessing. That's what we're asking you to do. American Family Radio, if you're listening to it today, it is Wednesday, April 18th. I think I got the date right. You're listening to American Family Radio because back in our fall share-a-thon, people pledged and gave to keep American Family Radio on. If you want to do that, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That number to call again, 877-616-2396. If you want to go to AFR.net to give, you can do that. Go to AFR.net and give to our spring share-a-thon. Hey, before we let you go, tell our listeners about your show, when they can catch it, and what kind of things you talk about on your program.
Sure. You can listen to my program, The Hamilton Corner, every weekday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 Eastern time, if you're in the Eastern time zone, to be consistent with what you said before, where the entire objective of the program is to hold up the issues of the day to the light of Scripture and to navigate them through that biblical lens. Not separating the Word of God from the issues that we face, but using the Word of God to evaluate those issues, and then as a result, hopefully, to land at a place that will enable us to live out what the Bible instructs us to do, which is to execute the Great Commission. So that is, in a nutshell, what we do. And you can also hit it on Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right. Thank you, Abe. Thanks for being on with
us. No problem, guys.
Today,
thank you for having me.
Check out the Hamilton Corner at 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. All right. We continue. It is Share-a-thon 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to help American Family Radio stay on the air. 877-616-2396. We're coming up to the last 14 minutes of this edition of Today's Issues. Normally, we're on for 90 minutes. Like Friday, for example, we'll have Trivia Friday. That'll be just a 90-minute program. During Share-a-thon, we're on for 2 hours. So that is why you're hearing this lovely voice that you're hearing right now, mine.
Yes, right.
That lovely voice way past the time when you normally hear it during the day. All right, so we're coming up on the end of this edition of Today's Issue. Steve Jordahl, what other kind of news have you got for our listeners?
They are really struggling with what to do with immigration in Europe, as well as here in the United States. And there's a group of Muslims that are starting to take over the streets in Paris and use it to pray. And as you know, when the Muslims pray, they get their mats out and they face east, and it's a ritual that takes a bit of time. And they are blocking streets and doing this in the open air, I guess, as a way to claim the territory.
Right.
And French authorities are having to tell them that they can't do that. And there's a big battle right now over whether or not Muslims can appropriate the streets in order to do their prayers.
Well, I wonder if, you know, now there's nothing in Christianity that calls for people to take over a street, for example, in order to pray.
Well, there's nothing in Islam that says they have to take over a street either.
Well, what I'm saying is, what would happen if Christians were doing that?
Right.
I think most people would go, wait a second, what are you doing? The streets are for everybody, not just for those who practice the Christian faith. So when Muslims are doing this, have they given any explanation as to why? You say that there's nothing in Islam that requires them to do it. So why are they doing it? Do we know?
No. Well, they want to assert their right to pray. Now, here's the deal. I don't know. I don't know if France has the same kind of Bill of Rights. They have their own version of that in France.
Yeah.
But here in the United States, if this were here, the police would be able to come in and say, no, you can't do that. Not because they're praying, but because they're blocking a city street.
Right.
And that's illegal no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
The common characteristics amongst the Muslim faith is this, and this is very non-politically correct, but that's fine because it's the truth. They have a very superior view of themselves and their religion over everyone else, the infidels, the Christians, the non-believers, the Jews, etc. So that superiority, superior viewpoint, that ideology that is part of the Muslim faith is carried out in a physical sense all across the Middle East. That's why they kill non-believers. They keep women. Women can't drive. Women can't vote. Women can't leave the house. They have to cover their head. And this prayer thing, it looks like they're probably trying to show their superiority and kind of like taunt the Europeans. What are you going to do about it? We're going to go pray in the streets. We're going to block the streets. What are you going to do about it? And that's kind of the battle that's going on over there.
Let me ask you this, Walker. You bring up the fact that the Muslims want to assert their superiority.
Yeah.
How do you compare that with the Christian teaching that says that only Christians are allowed to, I mean, you can only get to heaven through Christ? Isn't that the same kind of superiority?
Well, that's a superiority in doctrine and teaching, not a physical act where you have to assert your physical authority over another human being. Scripture teaches that all humans are created in the image of God, in His likeness, and that we all have value and dignity. So Christians don't go out and cause anarchy and block the streets because we're taught, you know, first Romans 13, I believe, Romans 13, to follow the laws of the land. It's a totally, different way of carrying it out. Doctrine and theirs is physically carry out their superiority.
Yeah. This is the thing is, for France, I think 5 or 6% of their population is Muslim. And we know this is a problem in Western Europe, a potential problem, let me put it that way, because of their falling birth rates. This is a part of the explanation that's given. They've opened the door to more immigration, and the closest part of the non-Western world is across the Mediterranean, North Africa. So those are mostly Muslim people. They have largely emigrated from Northern Africa into Western Europe. France, I think, has at last time I checked, the largest percentage of Muslims, and they congregate for the most part in big cities. And so this is where some of the flashpoints might be for French society. France is a pretty secular country. They may have some freedoms, but it's not like in the U.S. where you have a First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but there's a couple reasons why this is a bigger issue in Europe than it is here. First of all, proximity. They are closer to the problem than we are here, so they're getting a lot more of the refugees. But even in London, for example, there's been a lot of clash between Muslim enclaves in London. And Angela Merkel in Germany has become under fire for some of the crimes that are being committed by Muslim immigrants there as well. So I tell you, a lot of people that I talk to say, watch what's happening in Europe, because without some common sense immigration limits here in the United States, we're heading that direction.
Yeah,
right.
And I just want to say one thing. My characterization of Muslims was very broad a few minutes ago. But the reason I feel comfortable being that broad is because you don't see many Muslims denouncing the physical superiority that's being carried out in the Middle East. You will not find Muslims going on national television denouncing ISIS, denouncing the terrorist attacks in Europe. It just doesn't happen that much. So it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
There has been a silence there for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it is our spring share-a-thon. These are the kinds of issues, folks, we talk about on American Family Radio Talk on a daily basis, all week long. Great programming to help inform you, equip you, and get you active so that you can stand up for what you believe. We like to think that American Family Radio gives a voice to Christian America, so that if you feel like maybe nobody's hearing you, we hope to provide kind of a loudspeaker for what you're feeling and what you are, what you believe, and what you think. So here's the number to call if you want to give to our spring share-a-thon. The theme is In God We Trust. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We're going to play in just a moment a listener testimony. You can go to AFR.net, folks, if you would like to give online. But if you want to call in, we do have volunteers standing by to take your information, get your name and address and all that. 877-616-2396. Let's listen to another listener testimony.
I just wanted to call because God answered a prayer for me through American Family Radio. I had prayed that God would bring me godly companionship, and it seemed like I would never find any. And then I realized every day I'm listening to American Family Radio, and I'm hearing Abraham Hamilton and Brian Fisher and different people who are speaking the word to me every day and giving me godly counsel in my faith. I'm a father of two and a husband. I'm trying to lead the best I can in a godly way. And I just wanted to say that God answered my prayer through American Family Radio by giving me godly companionship and godly counsel through this radio station. Thank you so much.
Well, I love our listener testimonies, as I've said during this this whole program. It helps us connect with you. I'm talking about us. The folks on this side of the microphone, when we talk, we can't see you. You can see us. You can look on Facebook or on YouTube and watch, for example, today's issues as it unfolds. But we can't see you. And so when we get these listener testimonies going during Share-a-thon, I love to hear what people are saying because it helps to encourage us that we are having an impact on your lives, that God is using American Family Radio. If you want to keep that blessing going forward, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Walker, you know, we do let our listeners know that American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. Where are some of the places where we've had some of our recent pledges?
Yeah, Wanda from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, called in and donated. Ree from Mechanicsville, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. Ree from Mechanicsville, Virginia. And then let's see here. Julie from Wichita, Kansas. George from Blackshear, Georgia. Janice from, boy, these are some tough names. Vincennes, Indiana. Vincennes. Wow. All right. Indiana. I butchered that one, but I'll learn for next time. Michael in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Charles in Shreveport, Louisiana. Tamara in Sykeston, Missouri. So people from all across the country supporting American Family Radio.
And I'm looking at this list. We mentioned this last hour. This is George or Jorge. I'm not sure how he pronounces it. From Fort Wainwright, Alaska.
Yes.
So we've had a couple of donations from Alaska, and we don't have a station there, so they must be listening on the American Family Radio app. Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to AFR anywhere you go, as long as you have a smart device, a phone or a tablet, what have you, you can just go to the App Store and download the American Family Radio app. The number to call is 877-616-2396. Steve, do you have anything funny?
Yeah,
or anything
it's a little lighter. Yeah. Don't mess with Nikki Haley.
She is our
ambassador to the United Nations for the Trump administration, and she made a statement the other day that more sanctions towards Russia were going to follow. But it didn't turn out that way. And Larry Kudlow, who's the White House economic advisor, said offhand, he said, "Well, she was momentarily confused." Well, she pounced back and says, "With all due respect, I don't get confused."
she's a tough cookie, though.
And Larry Kudlow, to his credit, he came back and said, "She was certainly not confused. I was wrong to say that. Totally wrong." I have a feeling within the administration, you don't want to get on Nikki Haley's bad side.
Yeah.
She is, I shouldn't say tough cookie. I say that to guys or girls, but I don't want anyone to think I'm being.
Is a cookie male or female?
Well, I don't know. The cookies that I have are gender neutral, I assure you. But no, she is a tough person.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised after President Trump has finished one term, two terms, whatever, that Nikki Haley doesn't have plans to run. I'd be very surprised.
I'd vote for her.
And she's, I've mentioned, and I'm not sure what her positions are on social issues. I think she's pretty good on all those, but she really is a tough,
lady. Wouldn't that just make liberals cry with frustration if a Republican ended up being the first woman president of the United States?
That would be great.
It'd be ironic. It'd be awesome. It'd be fantastic. It'd be all of those. All right, folks, I know 2 hours, this is the fastest and most interesting 2 hours you've spent all day listening to us here on today's issues. I hope so. I hope you got a lot out of it. Our number to call as we depart for the day on our part, today's issues for Share-a-thon, is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 if you want to give. And we were trying to hit 500. We kind of fell woefully short. Not having a match going on really hurt us, I think. 157 during the 10 o'clock hour and 113 during the 11 o'clock hour. Look, folks, I still love you.
Maybe new math.
More Share-a-thon coming directly ahead.